Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，你知道我们每一个人都有一个家庭。
Lord, we know that you look at each family.
我们也都有很多或长或短结婚的经验。
And many experiences, big or small.
我们仍然却给我们一个谦卑的心，今天早上在你面前来听你自己的话语。
And with a humble heart, we again come before Thee to seek Thy words.
我们就用你的爱来激励我们，来充满我们。
We pray that Your love will constrain us.
也帮助我们能够顺服你自己的话语，那不改变的话语。
So that we can obey Thy everlasting words.
我们奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
很感谢主的恩典，给这个机会，那一起来服侍主。
Thank God for giving me this opportunity to serve Him with you.
礼拜四的晚上，礼拜三是我们这 Chinese American Christians.
On Thursday evening, we talk about Pastor Lee talk about being a Chinese American Christian.
我想那个信息帮助我比较更像一个 American 一样。
That sermon really helped me to feel that I am more of American.
我来美国第14年了。
I came to the U.S. for 14 years.
在三年前当美国的公民。
3 years ago, I became a citizen.
前天是我第一次唱美国的国歌，一个字一个字唱过来。
And this Thursday evening is the first time I really was able to finish the national anthem with all the words written out.
我谢谢你们教会给我这样一个机会来学习。
I thank your church for giving me opportunity to learn to be a U.S. citizen.
前天郑牧师告诉别人说，我跟他都是从 Pittsburgh 从宾州来的 missionary 啊。
Somebody mentioned that both the Reverend Chern and I came from Pennsylvania。
这郑牧师讲的话。
This is what he said。
我在1978到1982在 Pittsburgh 那边来聚会来读书。
Between the year 1978 and 82, I studied in Pittsburgh。
然后我82年离开以后，郑牧师83年到 Pittsburgh 去。
I left in 82 and Reverend Chern arrived in Pittsburgh in 1983.
那个教会对我的灵命有很大的影响。
The Pittsburgh Church exerted a great influence on my spiritual life.
所以看那个教会是我自己的母会一样。
So that I regard the church as my mother church.
所以看这么是我的自己的牧师一样。
And I regard Reverend Chern as my own personal pastor.
那么这两天他的信息有很多的帮助。
And so that I have been greatly blessed by that church.
那特别是郑牧师这两天的信息，给我很多的帮助。
So that the message that was mentioned by Reverend Chern these past days greatly helped me a lot.
昨天讲到顺服，昨天讲到谦卑，今天讲顺服。
Yesterday he talked about being humble, and today about being obedient.
我觉得是对我自己来讲的一个信息。
I feel that these messages were personal message to me.
也是对你们很多人个人讲的一个信息。
And I believe there are also a personal message to all of you.
那我们记得昨天我们讲到几个那个大点的时候。
Yesterday we talked on some of the big picture, the main themes.
我们讲到说有几个六个重点。
There are 6 important points.
一个是我们要互相的委身。
First, we must have mutual commitment.
第二是我们彼此的肯定。
Then we should mutually appreciate one another.
既然是我们要学习有沟通的能力。
We must learn the power of communication.
也是我们家人要花时间在一起。
Our family should spend time together.
第五是我们要良好的灵性。
That we must have spiritual wellness.
那第六是要学习来化解危机。
And how to manage crisis.
那我们今天时间有限哈。
Today our time is limited.
所以要做三级跳。
I only want to mention 3 points.
我再把第一，我们昨天讲还有一个点没有讲完的，我把它讲完。
Before I do so, I want to finish one additional point I didn't finish yesterday.
然后就跳到 communication 沟通这一部分。
And that concerns item number 3, communication.
然后这我们就跳到这个化解危机来。
Now I'm going to jump to crisis management.
我们昨天讲到这种对家庭的委身，我们讲一共讲了前面四个点，今天都已经讲完，讲到家庭跟工作的平衡。
Regarding family commitment, we have mentioned 4 points, and the last one is the balance of family and career.
我想在我侍奉的经历里面
，in my own experience serving the Lord,
我想有一个部分还是我们需要再强调一下的。
I really believe that we need to emphasize point number four.
我们很看重我们夫妻的生活。
We regard the relationship with a marital relationship very highly.
我们花很多时间在孩子们的身上。
We spend a lot of time in the lives of our children.
我想我们需要注意到能够孝敬我们年长的父母亲们。
We also need to how to care and respect our elders.
那郑牧师刚刚讲了一个话，我现在记起来了。
Reverend Chen said one thing I remembered.
父母之爱长江水哈。
The love of parents is like the mighty Yangtze River.
子女之爱一阵风。
And the love of children is just like a gush of wind.
我想那个话做是一个最好一个注脚。
I believe these are very good reminders.
我们当孝敬我们的父母亲，年长的父母们。
We should obey our. We must pay respect to our elder parents.
我们看一下提摩太前书第五章第八节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章第八节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family,
若不看顾自己家里人，更是如此哈。
He has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
如果我们用现代的话来翻译的话，听不太清楚。
First Timothy.
五章八节哈。如果我们用我们现在的话来把它翻出来的话
，If we translate it into our vernacular，
人若不照顾自己的亲戚，就是不好的。
If you don't take care of your relatives, that's bad。
我们比不信的人还要不好。
We are worse than non-believers。
那尤其是不照顾自己那种自己的血亲、自己的最亲近的家庭。
Particularly if you don't take care of your blood relatives, that's even worse.
英文说是 the immediate family, 我们自己家里面的人。
The scripture says it's immediate family, your own blood relatives.
那就包括我们的儿女，也包括我们自己生我们的父母亲。
Blood relatives includes our children and our own parents.
我们信仰的表现一个很要紧的地方就是在我们家庭生活的里面。
One way that we should manifest our faith is through our regards for our immediate family members.
包括我们的儿女，包括我们的父母。
And that includes our children and our parents.
我们再看提摩太后书第三章第二节。
Now let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
这边是告诉我们在末世的时候一切的问题，一切的现象。
And this chapter depicts the scene of the latter days.
我们看第二节，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第二节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents.
底下说无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能制约性情凶暴不爱良善
ungrateful unholy without love unforgiving slanderous without self-control brutal not lovers of the good
底下还有好几点
and there are many other additional points
但在末后时代里面这种不孝敬父母不顺从父母是一种的现象
so that we realize that in latter daysDisobedient to parents is going to be a manifestation.
他还说，要是没有亲情，就是没有爱。
We don't have regards for filial feelings for our parents.
那个不解怨，英文是说 unforgiving， 不肯饶恕人。
And the scripture says it's unforgiving.
我们容易把这些话想到很远很远，很大很大去。
We can magnify the meaning of these words.
但可能这些话是在我们家庭生活的里面，就是一个很大的考验。
However, it is going to bring a lot of challenge to our family life.
我听到不少夫妻们在互相有争执的时候
，I know when there are discord between husband and wife.
我们中国人特别会跟我们的上一辈、跟我们的长辈、跟我们的姻亲、父母亲有关系。
And many times, those kind of quarrels may involve.Issues pertaining to the generation above us.
我们可能会强迫我们的配偶在他的父母亲跟我们中间做一个选择。
Sometimes we force our spouse to choose between regards for their parents or to oneself.
你要当我的配偶，就跟你父母亲脱离关系，不要跟他们来往。
If you are going to be my wife, then you must disregard your parents.
如果你要你父母亲的话，就不要我好了，我要走了。
If you listen to your parents, then I'm going to leave you.
我们也可能说你的父母亲是很糟糕、很差劲哈。
Sometimes we insult the spouse parents that are no good.
其实很多时候啊，我们说婆婆、妈妈哈。
Sometimes we use high-sounding words such as aunt or uncle.
婆婆是那 mother-in-law 哈
，mother-in-law
跟妈妈
，and mom.
好，那我们说妈妈真是好，真是伟大。
And we say mom is the greatest.
但大部分的婆婆呢
？And how about the in-laws?
我们都是种就是说那个婆婆很不好，很坏。
We know what are the sayings about in-laws.
但其实婆婆就是妈妈，妈妈就是婆婆，对不对？
In reality, mom are equals to the in-laws.
但往往有那种倾向来排斥、来拒绝我们的这种 in-law 这一部分。
So sometimes we use family relationship to exclude other people.
我不是说要我们弟兄姐妹一定要把我们的父母亲、我们的姻亲接到家里面来跟我们住在一起。
I do not mean to suggest to you that you should invite your parents to live with you.
但至少我们需要守住神话语的那个基本的精神。
I want to remind you that at least we should regard the words of God.
我们都有责任来照顾我们家自己家里面的人。
We have an obligation to take care of our elders.
我们的儿女。
Our children.
我们生身的父母。
The parents who born us.
也包括我们配偶的父母。
And including the parents and including our in-laws, parental in-laws.
我们会说我们实在是两代之间有这种年龄的差别。
I know that there is sometimes a generational gap.
我们有很大背景的差别。
And we have a gap in our background.
我们生活习惯很不一样。
And that the way of life is different between generations.
我们还要来照顾父母的话，又要花时间，又要花金钱。
We know to take care of parents involves money and time.
我们年轻人这种生活的隐私都要受影响。
So that it may even affect.The lifestyle of the young people.
所以很多的麻烦，很多不方便。
So that it may bring some inconveniences.
所以最好父母亲们不要来。
So sometimes we think to ourselves, it's better for parents not to visit us.
所以我们不要把钱寄给他们去。
All we have to do is just send them some money.
我们有很多很足够、很充分的理由。
And we have a lot of good reasons, seemingly.
但我想，如果我们当年我们的父母亲用相同理由来看我们的话
，However, have you ever thought if our parents ever treated us the way we thought about them, we think about them.
我们大家都不会被生下来。
I wonder how many of us will be here today.
我们大家都被堕胎堕掉了哈。
We will have a lot of miscarriages.
我们有责任来眷顾、来照顾、关心我们的父母亲。
We have therefore, I like to say, we have an obligation to take care of our parents.
我们夫妻同心再来照顾我们的父母亲们。
Husband and wife together, we should learn how to take care of our parents.
用什么方式、什么时间是你们自己来做决定的。
Now, how we would do it, it may be very different.
但我们基督徒绝对不能够说我要跟你父母亲没有任何的关系。
But it's not Christian's teaching to say that I'm going to sever my ties with my parents.
这是我们对我们家庭的委身的一部分。
And I believe that's our family obligation.
我们底下看我们彼此沟通这一部分。
Now we are going to see how we can mutually communicate.
我们先谈到我们北美华人基督徒一些现况。
We know that there are situations of Chinese American, North Chinese American Christians.
我昨天提到一个我在几年前所做一个调查。
I mentioned to you I did a survey a few years ago.
那我们对我们婚姻最满意是那种尾声的这种满意。
One of the things that we are most satisfied is the commitment we have to our marriage.
我们不担心夫妻会有外遇、会有离婚的现象。
The findings show that we are not concerned that our spouse will have affairs.
这是一个很高的满意。
And the satisfaction score really hit the peak.
那么在36个项目里面，那种最低的地方呢
？Among the lowest of the 36 survey items.
就在这一部分。
And it is this what I'm going to talk about.
我们对夫妻这种的沟通相当的不满意。
We are very dissatisfied in the aspect of communication between husband and wife.
对一些很琐碎的小事情，我们夫妻沟通不太好。
Particularly with small matters.
我们这种每日生活该做的决定，我们相当不满意。
What concerns functions of activities of daily life？
我们觉得我们的配偶经常的批评我们。
We hear constant criticism from our spouse。
然后当中最最最不满意的。
And this is the item that received the most dissatisfied score。
就是我们夫妻对性生活讨论非常的不满意。性生活。
And one of the areas that is also very dissatisfying was the sexual aspects between husband and wife.
如果我们连日常生活的琐事都不能够讨论的话，
if we cannot even talk about activities of daily living,
我们当然没有办法讨论到性生活的问题。
Then we cannot talk about sexual matters.
但这整个是我们北美华人基督徒一个现象。
And I believe this is a picture derived from my survey as a study.
我想沟通不是一种潮流，一种流行而已。
You know, communication is not a matter of fashion.
我想，但是我们目前有这种的需要。
It is something that is very vitally important to each one of us.
我们以前的社会对夫妻的角色定规的相当的清楚。
In the older generations, the guidelines of relationships between spouses are very clear.
我想，好几百年来那种改变相当的少。
In many hundreds of years, there's hardly any deviation from the standards.
但这几十年来改变得相当的厉害。
However, in the past several years, there's a rapid change in the rules.
相当的不清楚。
And it are becoming muddier.
就很需要夫妻之间有好的那种沟通的方式。
So that it also impels that husband and wife communicate even more clearly.
我们昨天下午已经稍微提到一些沟通一些原则跟技巧。
Yesterday we talked some of the principles of how to communicate.
我今天只是鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定说愿意来沟通。
I want to encourage each one of you to say I to instill in us a motivation, a strong motivation to want to communicate.
夫妻不能沟通的时候
，If you encounter gaps in communication,
因为那时候是双方面的问题。
Sometimes it's a mutual problem.
弟兄他能这样讲。
The man may say,
秀才遇到兵，有理说不清。
Well, when it comes to a learned person, a person who is unlearned, you cannot even reason with that person.
我的太太是重感性的，重感觉，重直觉的。
太太
我的妻子哈，我们都这样讲，我们的妻子们是重感觉，重直觉的。
And we blame our wives and accuse them of being too emotional.
那我们男人他讲道理，讲不清楚。
However, for men, when they try to be be intellectual, we cannot communicate clearly.
那么既然讲不清楚的话呢，就不要讲了。
If you cannot communicate clearly, don't talk.
有一位先生跟太太有一天争执。
Once a husband quarrel with his wife.
问题不是很大。
Minor problem.
他把那个他太太把那个啊，大概是去年的这个电话簿把它丢掉了。
It so happened that the wife lost the telephone last year's telephone directory.
然后在那个同时，他们在谈到要回台湾去的事情。
And they were talking about how to go back to Taiwan.
在商量回台湾以后，这个妻子要住在这个丈夫家住多久的时间
？And afterward, they are going to talk how long they are going to stay with the in-laws.
然后他们意见很不一样。
You can see that they were varied opinions.
然后这丈夫就很生气。
And husband was inflamed.
跟太太讲不清楚。
And he could not communicate clearly with his wife.
干脆不要讲话好了。
So he shut his mouth.
这下三个月不讲话。
And once he did not, he shut his mouth for 3 months.
太太说一年也只有12个月而已。
His wife told him, "Darling, there are only 12 months in 1 year."
我们很有本事哈。
Sometimes we think we are so good.
有不少的先生讲话讲不清楚的时候。
So that when we come to a matter of miscommunication,
每次就把门关起来了。
We close the door.
我们关在我们自己的卧房里面。
We shut ourselves in our rooms.
我们关在我们书房的里面。
We close ourselves in the study room.
干脆不出来的。
We pouted.
好，我想我们越是不讲话的话
，and the more we don't talk,
我想那个问题会继续出现，继续存在。
It just compounds the problem.
我想只是对我们基督徒，我们期望我们每一个人，我们都愿意来沟通。
I hope that all of us as Christians will develop a willingness to communicate.
有些时候问题不是马上讲就可以解决的。
Sometimes problems cannot be solved instantly.
也许我们正在气头上面，我们才讲不出话出来。
And sometimes it's hard to put words when we feel anger.
如果现在不能讲
，If we cannot say it now,
我们等一下讲。
We can talk later.
如果今天不能讲
If we cannot speak today,
我们明天讲。
Tomorrow,
如果我们当面不能讲，
if I cannot speak face to face,
我们可以写信。
We can write,
我们可以录音。
We can even record,
我们可以打电话。
We can call through telephones,
有很多的方式。
There are many means of communication.
但我们既然是夫妻的话，
if we are husband and wife,
我们就愿意谈。
We should be willing to talk with one another.
我们愿意解决那个问题。
Then we have a way to solve the problem.
我想逃避不是办法。
To escape is not the solution.
那个愿意的心呢，是我们很多人我们现在所需要的。
The willingness to communicate is what all we need.
我们昨天下午已经上交过我们自我表达这一部分哈。
Yesterday we also try to.
怎么样用爱用我来表达我们的那种感觉。
We also. Did an exercise in which we try to communicate by using the reference point person as I.
我们也学习怎么样积极努力来听别人讲话。
And to actively listen to others.
有一个点是我们中国人比较多会出现的。
However, I'd like to bring on one point that is a phenomenon among Chinese.
我称它做读心术哈 ，mind reading。
Sometimes I do mind reading. We like to do mind reading.
我们已经结婚很久了。
We are married for years.
已经老夫老妻
了。We are all couples.
你不用讲，我也知道。
Before you even speak, I already know what you are thinking.
你一讲，我就知道。
Once you open your mouth, I already know what you're saying.
所以底下不用再讲下去了。
Don't talk anymore. I know what you're saying.
已经太久，不太可能改变了。
It's hard to change and teach all those new tricks.
我们约。我们真以为我们知道我们的配偶在想什么。
We already presume we know what our spouse is going to say.
我举一个实在的小例子哈。
Let me give an example.
那这是对年轻的夫妻发生的哈。
This concerns a young couple.
那这个妻子的话，在婚前不太会做饭菜。
This young married wife was not a fantastic cook prior to her marriage.
那刚刚开始在结婚在煮菜的时候。
After they married, once she was cooking.
那调味有很多的问题，不太准确。
She doesn't know how to put the different spices in food.
那她倾向放多一点点这种盐巴。
放什么？
盐巴，放盐，放多一点 salt.
Oh, so that in one dish is put over salted in one dish.
问丈夫好不好吃
？And she asked her husband, "How do you like it?"
好吃，好吃，很好吃。
And he said, "Wow, very good."
吃得光光的哈。
And he finished everything.
他就以为这个丈夫喜欢吃咸的东西。
So that the wife thought that her husband likes to eat salty food.
就继续放盐巴。
So she kept pouring all the salt into the food.
等到丈夫在那边埋怨的时候，已经好几个月过去了。
After several months, her husband started moaning and groaning.
妻子以为丈夫喜欢吃咸的东西。
Wife.Thought that her husband likes to eat salty food.
丈夫以为妻子喜欢吃咸的东西。
And husband thought that wife likes to eat salty food too.
这是一个很小的例子。
This is a very minute example.
那我们常常会有相同的情况在我们生活里面发生出来。
And it mirrors the kind of experience we encounter very frequently in our lives.
我们何妨多问问对方，多表达我们自己呢？
It's hard for us to really try to ask and clarify what's the intention from our partner.
再一个是我们讲话，我们有那种习惯，是我们会间接的来问问题哈。
And sometimes we Chinese like to communicate indirectly.
我们很看重我们人跟人相处要和睦的相处。
In order to preserve unity among men,
我们不太敢把我们的意见能够表达出来。
It's hard for us to be directive.
那我不反对这样的一种现象，我不反对。
Now I'm not against this kind of phenomenon.
但在我们夫妻之间的时候。
However, between husband and wives,
总在我们这种最亲近的家庭的里面的时候
，in the intimate closet of the family,
这种做法可能会有问题。
I'm afraid this kind of interaction may be problematic.
如果说今天是礼拜六晚上
，if tonight is Saturday evening,
那这个弟兄可能想去看一个电影，假定好了哈。
The man likes to go out to see a movie.
他很想看某一个特别的电影。
And he likes a very particular movie.
可能是什么那个 Terminator 2哈，是不是？
Either Terminator 2.
我们心中有某种的主意。
So we really desire that.
当去说有没有什么好电影可以看呢？
And so the wife said, "Darling, is there a nice movie we can go to?"
好像我们很民主。
So we try to be democratic.
我们很大方。
to be very generous.
太太说我不想看电影。
Our wife says I don't like to see movies.
我们就心中闷闷不乐哈。
Yeah, we kind of mourn a little bit.
或者我们太太想看到爱情文艺大悲剧哈。
The wife likes to pick a romantic movie.
我们心都凉了半截。
And it really hurts. Our hearts turn cold.
但不敢把我们的意见想法先表达出来。
It's hard for us to even reveal our desire.
如果今天是八月十五号中秋节
，If tonight is a mid-August festival,
那月亮好圆好大，好罗曼蒂克。
We see a full moon in the sky.
我们很想出去散步赏月。
And we like to go out and look at the moon.
我们就说今天晚上月色很漂亮。
And we thought the moon is really pretty.
丈夫呢
？Why a husband?
他在看球赛。
He likes to see the Celtics game.
看到 Michael Jordan 在打那个篮球，哇，很过瘾。
And Michael, it was a World Series, and Michael Johnson is Michael Jordan
是不是 Jordan?
Sorry about that. That would be the super player.
我们丈夫一面看电视，一面说依然是很漂亮，没有错。
So the husband was staring at the at ball games and saying, yeah, the moon is really good.
有一个家庭里面。
In the family,
那是年长的父母亲从台湾到美国来。
The parents of this couple came from Taiwan.
那他们第一次到美国来。
This visitors, this is first visit for the parents.
那这个媳妇就炖了一锅的牛肉。
So the daughter-in-law cooked a good dish of beef.
那她炖的很香，很好吃哈。
Very smelly.
但这个公公的话就闷闷不乐，动都不动一下。
The parental in-laws sat sternly and looked at the food.
他尝一口，他就不动了哈。
He tasted one bit and did not touch it again.
然后这个媳妇就很奇怪。
So the daughter-in-law was puzzled.
也不敢问。
She was afraid to ask.
那么后来才知道。
Later she found out.
是他观察到的。是他自己观察到的，这个媳妇观察到这个现象哈。
She observed and drew this conclusion.
他的公公有假牙。
Her father-in-law has dentures.
假牙咬不动那种硬牛肉。
So that he could not chew the tough beef, tough piece of beef.
但做公公就不好意思讲出来。
However, as parent-in-law, he was afraid to say anything.
说这个我这个牙齿不是太好，你把那个肉煮烂一点就很好吃，讲不出来。
He is afraid to say, could you cook it a little bit more so that I can chew?
那很多的不满，很多的委屈就已经在那边累积起来了。
So that he really kept in his heart things that bothered him.
你想在我们日常生活的里面
，in our daily lives，
在我们家庭生活的里面。
In our daily activities,
我们何妨学习把我们的需要很直接、很正式的讲出来。
We should learn how to communicate and carry across what are our needs.
当我们讲出来了以后
，Once we say what we really feel,
我们的太太不一定会去看 Terminator 2哈。
Our wives may not really come with us to see Terminator 2.
我们先生也可能宁可选择 Michael Jordan， 不会选择这个月亮。
And husband may still choose Michael Jordan over the beautiful moon.
但至少他可以了解我们真正的意图是什么。
However, it will be significantly clear to the other person.
我想这会帮助我们在沟通当中会减少一些的问题跟困难。
And this kind of clear communication cuts down a lot of misunderstandings.
那这是我比较多看见在我们华人中间会产生的现象。
Let's examine further what are other phenomena among Chinese Americans.
我们现在试想一下，我们来谈沟通的问题这一部分。我们谈解决问题这一部分。
Let's look at how we try to solve our problems.
我们看创世纪第十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 43. So Genesis 43.
13. 创世纪十三章。
Genesis 13.
我们在生活的里面都难免或早或晚会碰到一些的危机。
It is very easy for us to encounter all kinds of crises in our lives.
有些是大危机。
Some are big.
有些是小危机。
Some are small.
这边有一个很大的危机。
Now here's a picture of a big crisis.
你们好好看一看这个危机。
Take a look.
严重不严重？
Is it a big one?
很严重。
Very serious.
已经到这个地方来，不能呼吸了哈。
They are getting suffocated as a result of those pains.
你看他们那眼睛跟那嘴巴。
Look at their eyes and their mouth.
非常的愤怒。
They're extremely enraged.
然后他还说 ，This marriage has a brief problem.
And the wife said, "This marriage has a brief problem."
他们有内裤的危机。
Underwear problems.
啊，一个很小的危机。
Small problem.
很短的危机。
Very short.
但一点一点没有解决的话
，If you don't solve those tiny little problems,
就到一个程度会淹死人。
And after a while, it will suffocate you.
我想我们婚姻生活当中大部分的问题是这种内裤的问题。
A lot of problems in our daily lives, you know, concerns our underwears.
是这小的问题。
Small problems.
可能不是内裤。
Not that kind of wears.
可能是袜子，对不对
？Maybe it's a socks.
可能是你洗碗有没有洗干净
？Maybe the cleaning is not complete.
可能是你报纸看坏怎么样晃晃。
And how you put away the newspapers?
有一个家庭
，in one family，
他们报纸看完要丢，可能不是内裤
，not that kind of wears，
可能是袜子，对不对
？Maybe it's socks，
可能是你洗碗有没有洗干净
？Maybe the cleaning is not complete，
可能是你报纸看完怎么样晃晃
，and how you put away the newspapers？
有一个家庭
，in one family，
他们报纸看完要丢定位。
One person has a specific place for newspapers.
这是好习惯。
This is a good habit.
但这个妻子有一个特别的要求。
However, his wife has a special request.
他受那种家教的影响哈。
And because he has, she inherited this tradition.
报纸不但要就定位。
Not only the newspaper must be in its rightful place.
那个方向还要对。
It must face.The feng shui certain way.
Good. 我们婚姻当中，我想89%是这些事情所造成的问题。
You know, 80-90% of the quarrels within husbands and wives concerns these little things.
一件一件解决的话很简单，其实。
So that you know, if we take care of the one thing, one small thing at a time, it's easy to solve them.
但如果你今天不管，明天不管，经年累月的话，就会淹死。
If you let them accumulate, that is going to be what the picture shows.
我们看创世纪第十三章。
Now let's look at Genesis chapter 13.
这是告诉我们亚伯拉罕跟罗德他们的生活的经验。
Look at the experience between Abram and Lot.
他们是这种叔侄的关系。叔子、叔叔跟 uncle 跟 niece 的关系哈 ，nephew 的关系。
Nephew a relation between nephew.
我们就先看第一节。
Verse one.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。
So Abram went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
Abram became very wealthy.In livestock and in silver and gold.
那么神很祝福他，他的产业很多。
God bless Abram, so he had a lot of material wealth.
第四节也是，就是说，听说他又在那个地方求告耶和华的名。
Verse four, it says he had first built an altar, and Abram called on the name of the Lord.
亚伯兰筑坛，然后求告主的名。
Abram.Build an altar and then call upon the name of the Lord.
筑坛是一种敬拜神的一种表现。
To build an altar signifies worship.
然后求告主名是宣告耶和华的名字。
To call on the name of the Lord is to exclaim God.
有人说 proclaim 啊，宣告神的名字，让众人知道这是耶和华。亚伯兰是一个敬拜神的一个人，是一个见证神的一个人。
Abraham is a person who worship God.
这是他生活的重心。
And this is a central point in his life.
我们看第五节
，verse five.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。
And now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents.
那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能够同居。
But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together.
当时迦南人与比利洗人都在那里居住。
And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot.
亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
So the people start quarreling.
好，首先我们知道说亚伯兰是一个敬拜神、侍奉神的一个人。
Abram is a person who worships God.
这是他生活的重心。
This is what is the central point in his life.
那当他有一个很大、一个严重的危机。
He encountered a crisis.
他们有内忧也有外患。
He had internal struggles.
也有外患、外的这种危险。
He was getting threats from the outside as well as from within.
他们在里面是他们叔侄两个人这种产业太多，不能够容纳他们两个人。
Internal strife concerns quarrels about their properties.
而当他们在外地居住，他们两个人都很富有的时候呢
？When they are wealthy, living in a foreign land.
这边说当地有迦南人跟比利洗人在那边居住。
Canaanites and Perizzites were there threatening them.
他们在那边等着看你们这两家怎么办。
The foreigners were watching them and see what would be the outcome of their strife.
就巴不得你们互相能够吵起来，我们可以趁火打劫。
All those foreigners would wish that they would quarrel and kill one another so they can take over.
亚伯兰他们一家有内忧也有外患。
So Abraham was faced with crisis within and without.
亚伯兰看到这种光景。
Abraham saw what was going on.
他掌握那个客观的事实。
He stayed cool.
他也知道说问题会逐渐发生起来。
And he knew that the things are going to start building up.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人或者牧人不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers."
这几节有一个很好的一些原则让我们可以学习的。
This gives us a very good principle to learn.
第一是亚伯兰愿意主动去找罗德。
Abraham took the first step to approach Lot.
很多时候我们有了问题，我们不愿意去找对方来谈。
Many times we encounter problems, we are not willing to take the first step.
我们可能就拖、推、就拉。
We drag and we procrastinate.
好，亚伯兰肯主动去找罗德。
Abraham took the first step to approach Lot.
所以在问题太严重以前就先找罗德。
Before things went out of control, he approached Lot.
在那个时候，亚伯兰跟罗德本身还没有互相争执过。
At that time, there was no quarreling between Abraham and Lot.
就他们彼此的牧人在互相争执而已。
It's only the herdsmen and henchmen.
亚伯兰就主动的去寻找罗德。
However, Abraham took the first step to approach Lot.
然后他说：“你跟我不可以相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
And he told Lot, "You and I should not have quarrel because we are brothers."
亚伯兰看重那种骨肉的关系。
So he regarded very highly the blood relationship.
在我们家庭生活的里面。
In our family life,
在我们夫妻生活的里面。
In our marital relationship,
我们这种过去这种家庭生活的背景不一样。
We, even though we came from different family background,
我们的个性很不一样。
We have different personality types,
我们的工作有很多的压力。
We have many pressures from work,
我们会有争执，其实是难免的。
It's not unusual to have quarrels.
关键在于说我们要看重我们是夫妻，我们是骨肉的关系。
However, in the midst of our quarrels, we must remember a cardinal principle that is the relationship, the blood relationship between husband and wife.
因为那个缘故
，because of that，
你跟我们不可以相争。
You and I should not quarrel.
我们再往下看。
Let's look further.
我们看第九节哈。
Let's look at verse 9.
说遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
这个地方亚伯兰有一种那种解决问题的这种心态。
This shows the attitude Abraham has in trying to solve a problem.
他把他的想法、意见把它提出来。
He expressed his opinion.
他说我们两个应该分开来。
And he said we must part company.
因为这个地太小了。
Because the land is too small for both of us.
有一些那种争吵的夫妻读这个经文以后。
So the husband and wife, when we look, sometimes husband and quarreling partners when they read this page, this message.
他说你向左就向右。
So one said, if you go left, I'll go right.
我想那个不是这个经文的那种精神的地方。
I don't think that's the real meaning.
但是亚伯兰肯把那个问题解决方法把它带出来在面前。
Here we show how Abraham is willing to express his views about the problem.
而且他有弹性的。
He's flexible.
他没有坚持，我一定向右，你一定向左。
He's not stubborn and stick to his point.
这两种方式我们都可以考虑。
Well, both attitudes are worthy of consideration.
我想我们弟兄姐妹，我们都懂得怎么样解决问题。
We know how to solve problems.
我们中间有些是专家，专门解决问题专家。
Many experts are experts problem solvers.
但好像我们回到家庭里面以后
，However, once we return home,
我们在婚姻生活的里面
，in our marital life,
我们就休息了。
We take a rest.
我们就不会想一些其他的方式解决的问题。
We lose our ingenuity.
我们为一个样的问题，我们吵了十几二十年。
For one little matter problem, we've quarreled for 10 or 20 years.
我们吵都用一样的方法在那边吵。
And we use the same pattern to quarrel.
每一次都没有效果。
No outcome.
但下次还是一样吵。
And we still quarrel.
好像在写剧本一样，那个剧本都写，我们就照念就好了一样啊。
We keep repeating the old patterns.
我们只要肯把一些我们平常这种解决问题的方式、那些原则，我们带进来的话，我想会有很多改变。
If only we can exercise a little bit of our own ingenuity outside, bring into the family life, we would accomplish more.
我们刚提到这个图画，那个。内裤的这个问题哈。
Now look at the problem of the underwear.
如果在你们家发生这种问题
，That happens at home.
你们该怎么解决
？How are you going to solve it?
那问题可能是丈夫的。
Maybe the problems are resides with the husband.
也可能是姐妹的。
Maybe it's a wife.
丈夫说无所谓啊。
A husband says, "Oh, doesn't matter."
是你看不顺眼。
I just don't like the way it looks.
是姐妹看不顺眼，所以是你的问题。
Yeah, you don't like it that way. That's your problem.
即便说裤子是你的，是你的问题。
That underwear belongs to you.
但不管是谁的问题
，No matter where it belongs.
我们通常想就是你该怎么样做法，那就是结束了。
We like to tell the other person what to do.
但这地方至少它有七八样、十样的那种解决的可能性。
Now let me tell you 10 options of solving this problem.
可能就是不要管它，没问题的，对不对
？The first one is.Just ignore it.
降低标准就没有问题了。
If you lower standards, no problems.
第二个话是，你看不顺眼，你捡起来就没有问题了。
If you don't like it, then you decide.
第三个话是我的裤子我捡，没有问题了。
If it's my underwear, I solve it. That's my problem.
第四个方式呢
？Fourth problem.
把它钉在地上哈。
We can nail all the pants on the ground.
以招示众。
Throw them away.
好，第五个，把它丢在那个桶子里面去。
Put in the trash.
第六个呢，我们天天吵，继续吵。
We can continue to quarrel.
到把头都淹起来为止。
And including put them on top of our head.
第六个，把它脏的藏起来。
Or we can put them away.
底下的话呢，就不要穿算了。
Be naked and be natural.
不穿就没有裤子丢哈。
If you go for freestyle, there's nothing to worry about.
有多少种的方式可以解决这个问题
？So we can see that many options, many solutions to the problem.
我们夫妻之间
，between husband and wife,
我们吵很多的问题
，we quarrel about a lot of things.
可能是我们的家的气温温度该调多高
？And sometimes we quarrel about the temperature degrees of temperature in the room.
有人从外州打电话给我
，One person called me from Australia.
外州。从别州打电话给我。
A state in America.
那天有个很大的危机。
He encountered a big crisis.
那是一个姐妹打电话来的。
And this caller was a lady.
什么危机呢
？What's a crisis?
就是气温的危机。
As a temperature problem, temperature.
她的丈夫坚持温度调到78度的地方。
Her husband insisted room temperature of 78 Fahrenheit.
她要74度。
She wanted 74.
他们吵得不可开交哈。
And they quarrel like hell.
Yeah, 电温度会是一个危机哈。
And they couldn't agree on the temperature point.
有的家里有这种关于周末怎么样打发的危机。
Sometimes we quarrel about how to spend the weekends.
我猜想像我们这么大的一个聚会的里面。
I suppose in a big gathering like this.
总有两三个家庭不是甘心乐意来的。
There are at least two or three families who come reluctantly.
大部分是妻子要丈夫来的。
Sometimes a wife should drag along their husbands.
极少数是丈夫要妻子来的。
the reverse pattern is a little bit more rare.
但在你们来之前的话，已经好好想过，对不对
？However, fortunately, you have resolved your crisis before you came.
我们的孩子该不该上中文学校
？How about our children attending Chinese school?
我们孩子学琴以后的话，谁来督促他来练琴
？And who should make sure our children play the piano lessons?
谁煮饭，谁洗碗
？Who cook? Who wash dishes?
谁倒垃圾
？How about taking the garbage out?
谁管钱
？Who manage the money?
这些事情我都经常会听到。
I heard so frequently about problems in this area.
这一些通通是内裤的问题。
All of these problems, I categorize them as problems of underwears.
好，我们有很多很多的可能的方式来解决这些问题。
There are many ways to solve them.
我觉得我们婚姻当中，好，没有太多是那种大是大非的问题，是你要坚定坚持的。
I do not believe there are really truly big problems that happens in a once married life.
我会坚持，我们一定不要逃税啊。
I would insist.One big thing we should do is to avoid taxes. You can spend $120-$200 a year to solve a problem. Do it.
有年轻的夫妻，他们为了这种要打长途电话回台湾去，有了很多的争执。
Sometimes the husband and wife quarrel over the pennies or the dollars you have to spend to make long distance call to Taiwan.
他们最后做一个决定。
Finally, they arrive.
他们常常吵这个事情。
Because they quarrel frequently about this.
丈夫说你一年可以打一个小时电话回台湾去。
So husband insisted that his wife can call home 1 hour a year.
好，那什么时候打税费你哈
？It doesn't matter when you call.
那不管一小时两小时。
It doesn't matter 1 or 2 hours.
如果几十块钱、几百块可以解决问题的话 ，so be it.
If the problem can be solved with $100-$200, that's penny.
我们有很多的方式
There are many ways
让我们的家可以过得更平静一点点
We can have harmony in home, at home
也是一样问题在乎我们肯不肯解决问题
The problem lies whether we are willing to solve the problem
我们的倾向是我们就因为这些小问题产生了以后
Our tendency is that when the problems arise
我们就提升到这种所谓的权力斗争这个层次里面来 power struggle 哈
We got into a power struggle.
那么是你该听我还是我该听你
？It becomes an issue of life and death. Whether you listen to me or I listen to you.
是你该你让我还是我让你
？Whether I should give in or you should give in.
但是如果我们夫妻在主里面，我们是成为一体的话
，However, if husband and wife are one in Christ.
当我们争吵的时候
，When we quarrel,
一个原则是我们需要记住的。
There's one principle we should remember.
当我们吵架的时候
，When we quarrel.
通常是我赢你输。
Sometimes we try to decide who lose or who wins.
我赢你就输，对不对
？If I win, you lose.
我对你就错。
If I'm right, you're wrong.
当然，你赢我就输。
If you win, I lose.
你对我就错。
You're right, I'm wrong.
但如果我们夫妻是一体的话呢
？However, if the husband and wife is one unit.
要么我们都赢。
We win together.
要么我们都输。
We lose together.
如果我赢你输的话
，If you win or I win，
其实我们还是输掉了。
Both of us lose.
因为你心里面还是不快乐。
Because in our hearts we are still we feel resentful.
你还是会消极罢工。
And we may act out passively.
你会找时间早就再冒出来再爆炸起来。
And we'll find another volcano to erupt.
可能过五年过十年还记得对不对
10 or 20 years later is going to erupt again.
好，所以当我们争吵的时候
，So that when we quarrel,
要么我们都赢
，We win together.
要么我们都输
，We both lose.
我们刚才说我们要寻求解决问题这样一个心态
Now we also talk about a problem solving orientation
我们再往下看
Look further in verse chapter 13
我们看第十节
Genesis 13:10
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先如同耶和华的园子也像埃及地
Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar. That was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
像伊甸园一样的好，真是好啊！
Ah, that piece of land was really good.
第十一节
11.
于是罗德选择了约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east.
假定我们是亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的话
If we are Lot,
亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子
Abraham and his wife, Sarah.
想当年我们这个子女还小的时候，
When our children still young，
好，他是一个孤儿。
And he was an orphan. She was an orphan.
我们接纳他。
And we took him in.
我们给他吃，给他穿。
We raised him up. We fed him.
我们可能训练他一技之长。
And we raised him up.
那他今天已经羽毛丰满了，他自己有很多产业了。
So now he is independent. He is his own wealth.
两家有了问题。
We have a problem in the family.
如果讲道理的话。
According to reasons.
如果讲道理的话
According to reason,
很简单嘛
It's easy to solve the problem.
好地方你当留着给我
I pick the good land.
你当这样摸着鼻子跟这个叔叔这样讲、啊、
And I would tell you
谢谢你多年养育之恩、谢谢这个叔叔、啊、多年养育之恩、啊
yeah. And he's going to say to the elders Well, thank you very much for raising me these years.
叨扰太久了
I stayed for too long.
小侄就此告辞。
So from now on, I'm going to leave.
我们往西急奔而去。
And I'm going to go west.
把好地方留给这个叔叔。
And I'm going to leave this good land for you, uncle.
这是理所当然的事情。
That's the reasonable thing to do.
在我们婚姻当中有很多我们认为是应该如此的事情。
In our life, there are things that seem so obvious.
我们通常认为我们对方应该迁就我们。
We always think that the other person should listen to us.
我们长这么大，活这么久了。
I live so long already.
照样可以处理得很好。
I can still take care of my own life.
为什么你不肯听我的话呢
？How come you don't want to listen?
不肯采纳我的意见呢
？You don't want to listen to my opinion.
真是要讲理，我们都是有道理的。
So when we start arguing about reasons, we always come out as though we're the winner.
在家庭生活的里面
，So that in the family life, in the family life,
很多时候我们不是光是讲理就可以过得去。
A lot of times it's not a matter of trying to reason out.
弟兄们
brothers,
你要跟太太讲道理的话，最好不要讲太多哈。
If you want to reason with your wife, don't talk too much.
我们愿意付上那个代价。
We must be willing to pay a price.
你我不可相争。
You and I should not quarrel.
因为我们是骨肉之亲。
Because our relationship is that of a blood relationship.
你我不可相争。
You and I should not quarrel.
因为我们是夫妻，我们是一体的。
Because you and I are husband and wife, and we're one unit.
当我们发现问题了以后
，If we encounter a problem,
我们就愿意跟对方来谈。
We must be willing to talk with the other person.
我们把我们的想法，我们解决问题的方式带出来。
Reveal your ideas and your plans of solving the problems.
如果你有机会跟一些争吵的夫妻谈话的话
，If you have a chance to talk to quarreling partners,
或者你想想你们自己夫妻争吵的那种现象。
Then try to think how you and your wife quarrel too.
如果我们花一个小时时间在那边吵架
，If we spend 1 hour quarreling,
你再花50分钟在那边控告、控诉对方罪行。
We spend 50 minutes accusing the other person.
不但是那一件事情
，Not only that problem,
连本带利一直给他们很多哈。
It went up 3 generations.
但是我们却没有花几分钟时间想我们该怎么样来解决这个问题。
We don't spend time to find the solutions.
事情已经发生了。
Problem has happened.
错已经造成
了。The problem is there.
不管是我错是你错。
It doesn't matter whether who's at fault.
我们现在该怎么办？
We should try to find the solution.
我们怎么样预防这种同样事情再发生出来？
And we should avoid repetition of the same quarrels.
那么当我们把这种解决的方式带出来了以后，
So when we come out with a plan of how to solve it,
我们愿意付上代价。
We must be willing to pay a price.
假定我们有弟兄坚持主犯是女人的事情。
If a husband insists that he should be the person to cook,
我不要说你对不对。
Right.
我不要说你对不对。
I don't want to say whether you're right or wrong.
但如果你是这样坚持的时候
，If you insist cooking,
你就为了夫妻的关系，你肯付上代价。
You must be willing to pay a price.
你就偶尔煮一下吧。
So, cook.
如果煮那个饭可以让你夫妻关系更好的话
，If cooking will make the marital relationship better,
当然付上那个代价是我们就很痛的时候，我们就很不甘心的时候。
And when we have an unwilling heart to pay the price,
这是我们需要牺牲的时候。
And when it demands a little sacrifice,
我们都愿意付上这种代价。
We must be willing to pay the price.
我们再往下看。
Let's go further.
我们看14节。
Verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”
The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west."
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land that you see, I'll give to you and your offspring.
在我们生活的每一个层次里面。
In our lives,
包括我们婚姻跟家庭的生活
，in all aspects of love of lives, including our marital relationship,
都有属灵的那个角度在里面来。
There is always an angle of spirituality.
神的眼目勘察全地。
It is, and from that focus, we can see everything.
神也注意到我们家庭当中发生的每一件事情。
And we can use that angle to scan what's going on in our family life.
当亚伯兰为了这种亲骨肉关系而失去那一块最好地以后
，When Abraham sacrificed the best for himself and gave it to Lot,
神就跟他显现说：“我要再把这些地通通赐给你。”
God told Abraham, "I'm going to give you all of this."
神眷顾亚伯兰，神也祝福亚伯兰。
God bless Abraham.
在我们婚姻生活当中
，In our marital life.
我们可能会为了这种骨肉之亲，我们会付上一些代价。
If we are willing to pay a sacrifice for our relationship,
我也相信神会眷顾，神会祝福我们。
God is going to bless us.
有可能是那种很具体、很实在这种物质的祝福。
Sometimes God is going to bless us concretely.
但更可能是那种我们那种属神的品格可以因此而塑造起来。
However, there might be things that may not be maybe unseen, such as inner harmony.
神的性情在我们身上一点一滴的逐渐的这样增加
so that our spiritual life is going to grow.
还有什么比这种的祝福更宝贵的呢？
There are other more precious than this.
当我们相信神，看见神眷顾
and we can discern the guidance of God.
好，那这还不是那整个事情的结束
and that's not all the end.
我们看到第十四章里面
verse 14
真讲的是那个罗德被那个四王跟五王征战的时候，被五王所掳去。
When Lot got into a war, he was conquered by his enemies.
我们看第十三节
，verse 13。
我们要看到第十六节哈，
第几
章？十四章
，chapter 14，
十三到十六节
，13 to 16。
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以实各并亚乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
One who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abram.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人直追到但。
When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又追到大马色左边的河旁。
During the night, Abram divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobath, north of Damascus.
将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德。和他的财物以及妇女人民也都夺回来。
He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the other people.
如果我们是亚伯兰的话
，If you are Abraham,
我们让那个罗德把那最好的地选走了。
We found that Lot has chosen the best piece of land.
我们一般我们心会很痛，很不甘心。
We may feel a little resentful.
有点后悔哈。
We may feel a little regretful.
那我们没有做什么。
We didn't do anything.
现在这个罗德人就出问题了。
Now Lot got into misfortune.
这他贪心的后果。
And his misfortune is a result of his avarice.
我们会拍手鼓掌说善有善报，恶有恶报。如果没有报，时间还没有到哈。
No. We may say you really deserve it.
我们用这种心态来看那个害我们的人的结果。
It's very natural to have this kind of feelings toward ingratitude.
但这个地方亚伯兰呢
？How about Abraham?
他没有保留的来爱这个罗德。
He did not harbor any resentment.
他把家里面这种生养精练的壮丁通通带出去。
He called out his best trained men.
他最亲信的部队。
His loyal troops.
他亲自带领。
And he himself led them into the battle.
他只有一个决心。
He has only one determination.
把这个仗打赢。
To conquer.
把他亲信能够救出来。
And to retrieve his relative.
从人看的话，罗德配这样的爱吗
Do you think from a human point of view, Lot deserves this kind of love?
可能不配得。
I don't think he deserved it.
但亚伯兰仍然用这种爱来爱这个罗德。
However, Abraham still loves Lot.
在我们夫妻当中。
Between husband and wife.
在我们两代三代之间。
Between our generational partners.
很多时候我们觉得我们被我们的配偶、我们的亲人所辜负、所牺牲了。
We must be willing to sacrifice for them.
我们容易会萎缩，会 withdraw ourselves.
It's easy sometimes for us to withdraw ourselves.
我们就拒绝买樱桃、买 cherry.
And we can act out passively by not willing to cooperate in buying cherries and apricots.
我们拒绝让我们的配偶吃，能够有一个比较更好的一些生活，也许。
We don't want to buy the best food for our wives.
我们拒绝跟他来合作。
We be willing to cooperate.
我们觉得对方不值得。
Sometimes we feel the other person doesn't deserve it.
但不管对方值得不值得。
No, regardless whether the other person deserves it or not.
亚伯兰这种没有保留的爱。
This kind of sacrificing love.
也是真正可以挽回罗德的一种爱。
Can recover a lot of love from Lot.
是当对方不配的时候，我们还这样的没有保留的爱对方。
It is only when an unconditional give of love to the other person.
我们也才真可能可以把对方可以挽回回来。
That we truly can convert the other person's heart.
我觉得我们基督徒最有可能、最有机会、最有潜力，可以建立一个幸福美满的婚姻跟家庭生活。
And I believe this is the best principle that we can build a marriage, a happy marriage.
求主祝福每个弟兄姐妹。
May God bless each one of you.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主，你告诉我们你怎样爱我们，我们也当怎样彼此来相爱。
God, you told us how you love us, and you taught us how we should love one another.
你实在是没有保留的爱我们。
You did not leave anything in your love toward us.
你爱我们到底。
You love us the uttermost.
也请你这样帮助我们，在我们家庭的里面，我们可以这样彼此相爱，爱到底。
Help us to learn how to love one another and love with one another to the uttermost.
用这样的爱来挽回我们的配偶。
So that we can use love to conquer all.
用这样爱来挽回我们的家人。
And love us, use the love to really pull our family together.
也让我们的生活可以像一个祭坛的生活，一个宣告主名的生活一样。
Guide our lives so that we can be like living sacrifice on the altar.
来做你自己的见证。
And be living testimony for you.
靠主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.